Thanks for checking out this podcast from Christ Church of Ornogo. Our hope is that it helps you discover completeness in Jesus. Now for this week's teaching.
The name's Micah. Micah B. I'm here to tell you my story. When this happened, I was about 15 years old. I didn't have my donkey license yet. I couldn't drive myself. It was actually on a youth trip that our youth rabbi took us on. This little town by this lake, and one of the days, it was this day where we climbed a mountain, and everybody at the youth synagogue retreat was there, and it was kind of interesting. Like, have you ever been at a place where you're like, you don't really know what's going on? Like, your youth pastor takes you somewhere, and you're like, what is happening? That's kind of what it was like for me when my youth rabbi took me up, and me and my other people and the youth were there, and we were, like, I don't know if you've ever, have you ever been to a festival before? Like, maybe music or like a concert or something like that, where somebody's singing or somebody's, like, a big group of people, like, where somebody is talking and everybody's supposed to be listening, and so they're like saying something inspirational. I was like 15 when this happened, and me and my other buddies from the youth synagogue group were there, and it was really, really kind of cool because this guy, he was like a rabbi from like a different synagogue. Like, he wasn't from like the one we were at, and he started talking, and he kind of talked for a long time, but like the stuff he was saying was pretty good. So he started talking about things that I had heard before because I grew up in the synagogue and I knew things about God that, well, some people who lived in my area didn't really know either. Well, maybe they knew it, but they didn't like believe it or like live like they were supposed to do. You know what I'm talking about? You ever been around somebody like that? I mean, it wasn't me because I was doing everything that like I was supposed to be doing. That was kind of how I lived my life. I was doing it, right? But like this guy who was up there, like when I was telling you, he was up on a mountain. He was up there and we were all kind of seated and we were kind of listening to him. And he didn't get to use a microphone because when I was alive, we didn't have microphones or screens or any of that stuff. He just had to talk. And his voice carried over the mountains, and below us was this sea, maybe you've heard of the Sea of Galilee. We were on the mountain, it was called Mount Tabor, and he was talking and we were listening and he was saying things kind of like I had heard before back at my synagogue back home, but he like took it to another level. You know what I'm saying? And he was talking and he started talking about something, beatitudes or something like that. I can't remember exactly what they described it as after he was done, but then he was saying like, you're supposed to not like, some people will have like adultery interactions and stuff where they have sex with people they're not supposed to have sex with. But he was like, don't even think about it. And I was like, bro, whoa, this dude is awesome. And he said some other stuff like, don't be angry with people, but like get, not even, but just love people and help people. And I was like, this is kind of cool. And I liked it. And people were starting to talk a little bit as he was talking, which I was like, hey, knock it off. But we were listening. And then he started talking about some stuff that really like hit me personally. You ever been in a situation like that? Where you're sitting there and you're like, I think that guy's talking to me, but he's talking to like 100 or more people. It's kind of one of those situations for me. Now, I told you my name is Micah. And Micah, my parents named me after this Old Testament prophet, right? Like, he was a cool dude. He had a book. It wasn't like the longest book in the Bible or like in the Torah, but he had it. And they named me after him because they wanted me to do kind of like what he had instructed God's people to do, which was like love justice and like walk humbly, like to like love doing good and be humble about it at the same time. And like, I don't know, pretty good at it. Like, I feel like I lived up to my name. But then like he hit, like I was sitting there and this rabbi was talking and he said like, be careful not to practice your righteousness in front of other people to be seen by them. I was like, what? Because like growing up, what I was taught is that like, we're supposed to do good things and like help people and make sure people are taken care of. And we're supposed to be like disciplined in our faith and what we do. And then he was like, be careful to not practice your righteousness, these good things in front of other people to be seen by them. And I was thinking about what he said, and it kind of like made me mad at first because I was like, no, you're wrong. Like we're supposed to be doing these things and people see. I mean, he even said like, before this, he had said, you're the salt of the earth and the light of the world, and people are supposed to see what you do and praise Yahweh. And now he's saying, like, don't practice your righteousness in front of other people to be seen by them. Like, is this guy even, like, a good preacher? What's his rabbi score? Is he even, like, good at it? It's kind of what I was thinking in my head. And then he continued, and I actually wrote it down. He said, be careful not to practice your righteousness in front of others to be seen by them. If you do, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven. And that was wild because, like, yes, you will. Like, if you do good stuff, you're going to be rewarded by God. Like, that's what we learned in rabbi school. So when you give to the needy, he said, do not, like, announce it with trumpets. Who even plays a trumpet anymore? As hypocrites do in the synagogues and on the streets to be honored by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. I didn't even really know what that meant, but then he said, when you give to the needy. And like when he said, but when you, it kind of like hit me like, me. Yeah. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. And when I was copying that down, I didn't know what that meant. Like how my left hand, it doesn't know anything anyways. It's not like, it doesn't have a mind. So that your giving may be in secret, then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. And I was just sitting there and he kind of like kept talking. He was pretty good at talking. He talked a lot. And I was sitting there, I was just thinking about all those things and I was thinking about my life. My parents named me Micah. Love doing good and do it humbly. And that's kind of like where it kind of hit me. It's like, okay, well, it wasn't like he said, don't be righteous. He didn't say that. He had just said, be careful not to practice your righteousness in front of others to be seen by them. And as I thought more and more about it, I was like, maybe that's the humble part of my name. Like, I'm supposed to be doing good, but maybe I'm not supposed to be doing good so that other people think well of me. Like maybe there's a different point to it all. And I started thinking about everything that I had been doing in my life. And I remember this time we went on this youth trip with our synagogue and our youth rabbi was there and he took us all the way to Jerusalem. Like it was like the big city. This was a place where so many people lived. And there was like a lot of problems that they had there. And there were like bad people who lived there and poor people. And he took us on this alms trip. It was like a trip where you go and like help people who are in need, like who don't have as much as you do. And like we went there and we started interacting with people who were like kind of different than like we were. And it was kind of cool because we were like from the Galilee region. I was from this town called Capernaum and we went like a bunch of miles. I don't even know how many miles it was all the way to Jerusalem. We started like walking the streets and we even went to the synagogues. And Jesus was talking about, that was the rabbi's name, by the way, as he was talking about this, it was like, is that what he's talking about? And I started thinking about this time in my life when I was there on my trip. And like, I went for the right reasons, you know. There was a girl who was part of my, her name was Ruth. And like, it was weird, dude. This one time, I was sitting there with all my synagogue bros and just like chilling. And then like, she like laid down kind of like by my feet. And then she started sleeping. I was like, what? And I was like, she started snoring. I'm like, not interested in Ruth anymore. She just snores. But like, it wasn't like to like, I didn't go just because Ruth was going. I went because like, it was like the right thing to do. And our synagogue leader, he said that you should go on this alms trip and like help people. And so I went. And my parents gave me some money and they said, you know, spend it wisely and all that stuff. And most of the kids on the group trip were like buying food at the market or like buying clothes. But me, I was like, giving it out to all the people who needed stuff. I just had some coins, and I was like, one for you, Don't want to hit you in the eyes. And like there were poor people, and then like it wasn't even just Ruth that noticed it, but like some other girls, of course, noticed it, but like other even guys were like, dude, what you're doing is like pretty cool. Like your parents gave you all this denarii and they were like, spend it wisely, and like what you're doing is like you're giving it to people. And I was like, I know. It's pretty awesome. I gave away a pair of my sandals once, and like I gave away one of my shirts that I was wearing to this guy who like had a shirt, but it was really gross. Like it was just kind of nasty, you know? And I started giving stuff away, and like my parents, I gave them almost all of my money away that trip. Somebody had to buy my food on the way home, but it was okay because like I gave all of my money out to people who really needed it. I don't know, maybe you've been in a spot like that before where you're like, look at me and all the stuff that I'm doing. It's really cool. And I was thinking about what that man was saying, what Jesus was saying, and he was talking about, and I was like, maybe that's what he was talking about. Like, maybe I'm not supposed to be doing these things so that those people see me and think really good of me. Because I guess that's not like humility. I think maybe it was like I was trying to do good so that people would look at me and think like, that's a good man. That's a good young man. That's somebody who knows what they're doing. They got their act together. And I was sitting there thinking about my name, Micah, love justice, love goodness, and walk humbly. And I was starting to get convicted about what he was saying because I was just thinking about the times in my life where I was doing good. I was like being righteous, but I was doing it to be seen by other people. I wasn't really doing it for God. I was really doing it for myself. And I wanted, you know, he was talking about this reward, and I think the reward really is God. And I just want to love God. I don't know, maybe you've had that like same experience that I've had. One of the guys who like translated this thing that people my age were like writing down, he wrote it a little bit like this. I think it might help you if you hear it. He wrote it like this, like what Jesus was saying, he wrote it like this. Be careful when you are trying to be good so you don't make a performance out of it. It might be good theater, but the God who made you won't be applauding. When you do something for someone else, don't call attention to yourself. You've seen them in action. I'm sure play actors, I call them. Treating prayer meeting and street corner alike as a stage. Acting compassionate as long as someone is watching, playing to the crowds. They get applause, but that's all they get. When you help someone out, don't think about how it looks. Just do it quietly and unobtrusively. That is the way your God, who conceived you in love, working behind the scenes, helps you out. So basically what this guy was trying to get at when he was, you know, paraphrasing the words of the rabbi Jesus was saying, like, don't act it out. Like, don't try to put on a show for other people. I mean, some of us are, like, walking around, like, we got a curtain behind us, and, like, we're on a stage, and we're like, yo, I'm Fish. Those are the days. We're like acting things out in life, and they're like, we're trying to impress people, and we're like being someone who we're really not. Because when I think about who I was and what I was trying to do, like I was trying to live up to my name, but I don't think I was doing a really good job of it because there were two parts to my name, right? Like love doing good and do it humbly. And like doing good in pridefulness is not like doing good because you're not doing it for the other people or for God. You're really doing it for yourself, right? And that's kind of how I was living. And maybe some of you do the same thing. I mean, maybe you get on a stage and your life is that stage and like people are in need and people need your help and you're the one who charges forward to save them from the battle that they're in, the struggle that they're in. And like, yeah, they need help and somebody needs to help them and you can be the one to help them. But how many of you have like been in that situation when a friend is struggling and needs help and you're not really doing it for your friend or even for God, but you're just doing it so that people see the work that you do for your friend and they look at you and they're like, wow, what a great person. And you're like, I know. I do my righteousness. Or like, maybe you're like the person and I hear you have a superhero whose name is Captain America. And like out of all the superheroes you guys love, he's like the one with like good morals and principles. And he does what is right all the time. Even so when it's stubborn. And like maybe you're that person in your youth group or in your school who's like people do bad things and you say no, not because like you don't ever do bad things, but because you say I want people to see me and think well of me because of me, because of the way I live my life, instead of like pointing to God with how you live. And you just like want people to see that. And then maybe like your life is just like fighting for a belt. You know what I'm saying? Like everybody has in this competition. And maybe you're like trying to outdo the other person. Trying to be the best person in the youth group or the best person in your school. Like for me and my friends, that's kind of the way it was. I was sitting there thinking about these words that the man was saying, that Rabbi Jesus was saying. I was thinking about my friends, Jeremiah, Daniel, Isaiah. Every one of our parents, like, were naming us after these people who, like, were authors and stuff. And we all tried to do good, and sometimes, like, our youth rabbi would, like, let us be the ones to get up on stage and make announcements or to lead, like, the fun games and stuff. And I think he chose us because, like, we were doing good things. But I sometimes wonder if our leader, like, knew why we were doing those good things. And I think about other people who maybe struggle with the same things that I struggle with. Because, like, the struggle that I have was not that I wouldn't do good things. It was that I was trying to do good things so that other people would think that I was a good person. And I guess now that I think back to what he was saying about, like, the salt and the light, I guess I was a little mad because he had said those things, but I don't think I was really understanding it. He was saying, do these things because you love God and you want other people to love God. Not to do them because you love yourself and you want other people to love you. I guess, like, you're supposed to still do righteous things and, like, good things, but you do it not for yourself. You do it for God. And, like, you do it quietly in a way that maybe you do it so that people don't even see. Like, maybe you do go to, like, the shelter where people who don't have a home go, and, like, you cook breakfast, but you don't, like, brag about it or tell people about it after you did it. Or maybe, like, you go on that trip, like I did to Jerusalem, maybe you go somewhere and you help other people, but, like, you're doing it because you love God and you really want to love other people, and you don't, like, tell people about it. Maybe that's what he was meaning. And then, like, what was it that I wrote? I wrote these things down that he said there towards the end. So that your giving may be in secret, and then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. Yeah, and I think about that, and I'm just like, I think about all the ways in which I've lived, and, like, every time it's a little bit disappointing to myself when I do something for myself, and like, it looks like I was doing something for somebody else, but I think what Jesus, the rabbi, was saying was, like, when you do stuff for God, and you start really loving God, then you will receive, you'll see God as your reward. And not, like, the praises or the slaps on the back or anything from other people, but, like, when you do stuff that's good for God and for other people, God is your reward. I just think that was pretty cool. And so I don't even know if, like, any of you guys, like, struggle with what I was struggling with back then. But if you are, I do want to say, like, I think you should still try to do good. But I think, like, when you do good, remember this. Don't do good because you love yourself and you want other people to love you. Do good because you love God and you want other people to love God. I guess I want to end by, like, reading those notes that I took down that day. The rabbi Jesus, he said, be careful not to practice your righteousness in front of others to be seen by them. If you do, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven. So when you give to the needy, do not announce it with trumpets as the hypocrites do in the synagogue and on the streets to be honored by others. Truly I tell you, they have received the reward in full. Remember this, what he says right here. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret. And then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. And he will be your reward. I'd like to pray for you guys. Father, I'm grateful for Jesus and those teachings that he gave that I was able to hear that day. Father, I ask that these words that Jesus spoke and that I'm sharing with my new friends would be something that they take to heart. Father, that they would not stop doing good, but they would do good because they love you and they want other people to love you. So, Father, like my name Micah means to do goodness and to walk humbly, would you help them to do both of those things? To do the good that you've called us to do, but to do it with humility because we love you and we want other people to love you as well. It's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen.
Thanks again for checking out this podcast from Christ Church of Ornogo. We hope that this teaching is helping you discover completeness in Jesus and encourages you to help others do the same. If you're interested in learning more about Christ Church, visit us online at cco.church.